Deforestation, of course, also impacts another dynamic process, the climate. Before clearance, water is cycled through the forest, entering as rain, being taken up by the trees, and released back into the atmosphere as vapor through evapotranspiration, where clouds form and the cycle repeats. After the forest is cleared, there is little moisture to evaporate, so fewer clouds and less rain. Furthermore, the trees aren't there to soak up water, so rainwater just runs off, eroding soil and causing the land to dry up. Removal of trees also disrupts the carbon cycle. With the forest gone, less CO2 is absorbed by photosynthesis, and the decomposition of felled trees releases CO2 to the atmosphere. Usually, the system that replaces a rainforest, like a soybean field or a cattle pasture, has much lower biomass or carbon stock. The balance of that carbon winds up in the air. We'll talk more about the environmental impacts of agriculture in the tropics in future lectures.